بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my brothers and sisters, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, in a hadith in Jami Tirmidhi narrated by Abu Dharr Ghifari رضي الله عنه, Abu Dharr Ghifari رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, have taqwa of Allah wherever you are. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunt. He said to Abu Dharr Ghifari radhiyallahu anhu, have taqwa of Allah wherever you might be. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum. He is with you wherever you might be. I remind myself and you that this is the essence of taqwa itself. The essence of taqwa itself is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever we are, in whichever situation that we are in. And what is the benefit of that? The benefit of that is that we, then it protects us from sin. It protects us from disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if I am conscious of Allah wherever I am, then automatically it means that I will not do anything which displeases Allah. That I will be conscious of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation. Now, this is the benefit we talked yesterday about, filling our hearts with the glory and majesty of Allah. And as I mentioned to you, if I fill my heart with the glory and majesty of Allah, then my heart is freed from the glory and majesty of everything else. The problem with the opposite, which is to have a heart which is filled with the glory and majesty of the dunya, glory and majesty of people, of things, of situations, of conditions. The problem with that is that fills the heart with fear, and it fills the heart with stress and anxiety. And it diminishes us in our own eyes, in our own sight, and in the sight of people, and of course, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereas, on the contrary, if our hearts are filled with the glory and majesty of Allah, then it gives us waqar, it gives us confidence, it gives us dignity, and it frees us from the fear of anyone and everything else. I remember this beautiful video clip, WhatsApp video clip, which somebody sent me about the Sheikh who was talking about the word Allahu Akbar. And he says, which is the thing that you say, which dhikr of Allah do you do the most? And then he says, it is Allahu Akbar. Because we say Allahu Akbar so many times throughout the day, not only when we see something beautiful and so on, or see something magnificent, something glorious, something powerful, we say Allahu Akbar. But right in our salah itself, starting from the Takbir-e-Tahrima, and between the Takbir-e-Tahrima and the end, the Taslim, except for Sami'ullahu liman Hamida, after when we get up from Ruku, we say Allahu Akbar at every movement that we do. Now, this is the way of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation that we might be in. Because if we do that, then you will find that it protects us from sin and it gives us tremendous confidence. This is the whole thing about Allahu Akbar. So the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which I mentioned Abu Dharr Ghifari's hadith. So now the point I want to make for you is that how do we fill our hearts with the glory and magnificence of Allah? How do I remember Allah always? See this beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where our mother Ummuna Maimuna radiallahu anha, Maimuna radiallahu anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mother of the believers. It's a hadith which is narrated by her, and I will mention the hadith, but I will talk only about one part of it. She said that she prayed Fajr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. And he came back at the time of Zuhr, which means he must have come back after about, 5-6 hours, because that's roughly the time between Fajr and Zuhr. And he saw her sitting in the same place where he had left her at the time of Fajr. So he asked her, he said, "Have you not left this place from the time I saw you in the morning? Have you been sitting here?" She said, "Ya Rasulullah, yes, I have been sitting here." He said, "What were you doing?" She said, "I was making zikr." So she was sitting there making zikr for 5 to 6 hours. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shall I teach you something which will give you a reward equal to that or more than that? And it's just 4 words. She said, "Ya Rasulullah, please teach me." He said, "Say, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqi, wa rida nafsi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati." He said, "Say this 4 times and Allah will give you a reward equal to and more than what you have been doing, which is zikr for 5 to 6 hours. Now think about that. See the beautiful words, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Purified is and glorified is the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To him is all glory and all purity. Wa bihamdihi. And to him is all thanks and all all praise. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Adada khalqi. Now we're talking about how much praise and how much thanks. Adada khalqi. Equal to the count of all that he created. Equal to the count of all that he created. Now, as I'm sitting here and talking to you, I'm looking at this beautiful scene where there's this big expanse of grass in front of me and it's surrounded by the forest. So there is this whole stand of trees, of aspens and different kinds of trees, which is like a boundary, it's like a wall. This whole thing was completely bare in the winter. Now it's totally green. There is a single tree here, or rather two clumps of evergreens with leaves like a little whorls. And these two strands of evergreens are like apartment buildings for birds. There are multiple nests in them, and I'm seeing starlings and robins right now because it's almost evening, almost Maghrib, flying out of there for a last snack before it is time for them to go to bed. And as I'm sitting here and watching, I saw a red fox and her little kit going across from me just at the edge of the forest. Now, adada khalqi, right? Adada khalqi, equal to the number of things created. I'm describing this for you because all of this, we are saying, "Oh Allah, praise and thanks to you, equal to all of this." Now, what I'm seeing is a minuscule part of this part of the world. And there also, I'm describing to you things in collectives. I'm saying there is an expanse of grass. The expanse of grass consists of blades of grass. I'm saying there is a forest. The forest consists of individual trees. The individual trees have branches. The branches have sub-branches. The sub-branches have leaves. In some cases, these are multiple composite leaves. So there are leaflets. And then as I'm sitting here, there is a gentle breeze that is blowing. So every wave of that breeze is a creation. The sky is clear except for a few cirrus clouds, like wisps of smoke And then because the sun is setting, they catch the highlight of the setting sun, the pinks of the sun, the clouds catch them, and so they are colored pink in some cases, they're blue in some other cases, and they're colored pink in other cases. I mean, that's quite an amazing scene, which I'm going to try and take a couple of photographs and attach with this Fajr reminder, if I can get it right. Now, all of this is part of Adada Khalqi. I told you that I'm not going through the whole hadith, just this one thing. So reflect on this and say, this is my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Every one of this is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that it has been taught to do. Ask Allah to count us among them and to accept our worship and our thanks of Him, along with the worship and thanks of all that He created. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ